Hello there, it's me, Pink Hood. Tonight we're discussing how Twitter's actually stepping up and banning dehumanizing content, which is a great call that Twitter is really stepping up and doing this, especially when persons with disability, with different abilities, get bullied on an everyday basis via Twitter, via social media. And it's a big step when a company actually could acknowledge what's actually going on on their site. The fact that Twitter is actually doing this shows that they look at their users of their site as people that matter, no matter who you are. The content that is dehumanizing shouldn't be accepted on a site and social media platforms. And when people want to go on there, be a part of a community, and to be accepted, when does it matter? When does it come into play that people could say have hate speech be on their site and people just get away with putting it out there? This is a huge step, huge win for people who are affected by this horrible content that is being put out there. And more people could really learn from Twitter, and companies could learn that hateful speech, content that is hateful, is not the way to go about it. It's literally going to just hinder people from wanting to be a part of Twitter or to be a part of different sites if they have limited access to social interactions. This is one way for people to be a part of a community. I don't see why this policy change didn't happen sooner. I don't see the reasoning of just implementing it now. This could have been done a lot sooner to actually help people. I think this change that Twitter is doing is really going to make a positive impact, especially holding people accountable, especially when people are trying to be a part of a community, even if it's online, offline, especially now with current situations that are going on. It's kind of a big deal when you could see companies stepping up and showing that they are implementing change to make it more of an inclusive environment, especially when there's a lot of stereotyping and a lot of hate that comes to people with different abilities, which in my mind, unacceptable. Because it's a big deal, especially when people are trying to get information via social media. That's also some people's news sources. Why take away a resource that they have amongst having a general sense of community? That being said, Twitter could have done this a lot sooner, and these changes could have been in place already. I guess it's a live and learn lesson, and that's kind of where I stand, especially when there's so much companies, groups could learn from what these changes are. And if it means anything, it's really going to be better for all involved to have a safer environment, especially when people aren't seeing hate speech
on their Twitter feeds to them about them. There's only so much someone could think is acceptable when there's a lack of accountability on the user's parts. Maybe if the users realize that this change is here and is implemented, it could also be a better place for users in general, not just one group of people. We will be back next Monday with an all-new broadcast, which involves Disney basically imploding due to the current situation where shareholders aren't happy, and definitely want to stay tuned, especially with this unsettling time. On that note, wash your hands, practice good hygiene, and have a good rest of your night.